The Lord is risen.
The Lord is truly risen. Alleluia.
The pyramids of Egypt are world famous as one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. But they're just gigantic tombs containing the mummified bodies of Egyptian pharaohs. Westminster Abbey is famous in London and is visited yearly by thousands because it holds the dead bodies of famous writers and philosophers and royal family members, all who are buried there. But in Jerusalem, people from all over the world visit the one and only tomb in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which is featured in today's worship aid, a tomb which is empty, with a note at the entrance that says, "He is not here." It's the only tomb in the entire world that is empty because Jesus, who died and was once buried there, has risen from the dead. This Easter morning, we travel back to the tomb with Mary. Upon arriving, as we heard from John's account, saw the stone removed from the tomb, yet no sign of where her Lord could be. She ran to tell Peter and John, our beloved patron. They too went and did not see the Lord, but they saw the burial cloths wrapped and rolled on the side. A little bit later this same day, Mary Magdalene went back to the tomb, sorrowful, sad, alone, forlorn. Lo and behold, as John tells us, the Lord saw her, came to her, called her by the familiar name, and only he could speak to her heart from his. Little by little, day after day, week after week, it begins to dawn upon those early disciples of Jesus that he is not dead, that he is alive. And the events of Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection have been handed down to us by the writings of the four evangelists in the Gospels. And all four agree that Jesus suffered, died on the cross, was buried in the tomb, but on the third day he rose from the dead. Come back again and again these holy season of Easter, and we have further testimonies that Jesus was alive, and in the course of 40 days was seen by his disciples in various places, speaking with them, eating, speaking to them with his own heart, from his heart to them. And recall, in a few weeks, we'll hear him on the road to Emmaus with two disciples, with not only whom he spoke, but with whom he sat at the table and broke bread. And what was it they said to each other? Were not our hearts burning inside us as he spoke to us and shared his life with us? They recalled Jesus' words to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Today we celebrate not a Jesus of the past, but Jesus of today and tomorrow and forever. Just as Jesus lives, so too shall we. Our friend St. Augustine puts it beautifully. He said, "We are called to be an Easter people. We are called to be an Alleluia from head to foot, to walk with the Lord, to live in the Lord, and trust in the Lord." Last evening in this very place, with great joy, we celebrated the Easter Vigil, retelling the events from the beginning of creation and throughout all of history, to the greatest moment in all of history when Jesus rose from the dead. And as we heard those wonderful words that Jesus lives, and so too shall we celebrated 13 baptisms from ages 2 to 93. What an event. What a joyful event. What a glorious event. Prior to baptism, they were invited to renounce Satan and evil, to walk away from the forces of darkness, and to claim that we are people of the light, people of love. And they and all the rest of us who were present were asked to affirm faith in God, not of the dead, but of the living. Not the God of darkness and fear, but the God of light and love, the God of hope. How blessed we are here in 2025, this Jubilee year of hope. The best is yet to be. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard what God has in store. And God is still working miracles, still filling us with his promise, "I'm with you, and I will always be by your side." Our Easter celebration today in this very place, we too will be asked to join those who become part of the church this holy season. And we're asked to do the same, to renounce the forces of darkness and evil that seem to be looming so violently in our world, and to look further beyond our world to see the world of hope, the world of life in God, the world of love that wins over all. And so what is today all about? Life over death,
love over hate, goodness over every other way.